Do you know a high schooler who is a natural leader and loves to give back to their community? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Student Visionaries of the Year program might be the perfect opportunity. Forming strong teams to support them, Student Visionaries of the Year candidates fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This 7-week philanthropic leadership development program helps students gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Not to mention, it looks great on college applications. But most importantly, it's a chance for students to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Monday, July 26th. And as you're listening to this, I'm getting on a plane to go to Las Vegas. And it's going to be hot as heck. But you don't need to worry about that. You just need to sit back and listen to this great stuff that Mark and I have put together ahead of my business trip out to Vegas. I'm sure I'll have some fun also, but honest to God, really, I mean, July, Vegas could be kind of brutal. But I'll report back when I return. Today, we are going to chat with someone who's got a question about how to prioritize savings. Now, if you have a question like that, just about any financial priority, I'd love to hear from you. All you need to do is send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com, askjill@jillonmoney.com. Today, we're talking to Chelsea from North Carolina.
So I had a question about post-tax retirement contribution.
Okay.
So we just got the offer through my husband's 401k to be able to contribute additional post-tax contributions to what we were contributing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around when this is a good idea, when to use this over a taxable account, et cetera.
Gotcha. Tell me a little bit about yourselves. So we know you're married because you just mentioned a husband. Yeah. How old are you?
We are both 34.
Okay. And do you have kids?
No kids, yes.
Okay. Plan on it, though?
Eventually. Yeah, probably the next couple of years.
Okay. Debt outstanding. Give me a little bit of a rundown.
So I have a fairly significant student debt because I'm in the medical profession. So MD student debt can be quite a bit. It used to be 180. We're down to 60,000 on that.
Wait a minute. Wait a second. Hold on a second. 180 to 60? You're amazing.
Thanks.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of doctor are you?
I do critical care medicine.
That's too bad because I can't really ask you a question about anything for myself right now. Okay.
No, you don't want to see me.
I know, right? It's like that's the worst. How much do you earn annually?
So right now, together, we earn about 300.
Okay, great. The 60 grand that remains on your loans, that is at what interest rate?
It's at 5.5.
Okay, not terrible.
And I'm just finishing training. So I've been going for the public service loan forgiveness, and I'm about 8 years in. So we only have about 2 years left.
Interesting. Did the 180 go to 60 because some is forgiven every year, or is it whatever remains gets forgiven? I don't know the contours.
It's whatever remains gets forgiven.
So you've been a very good doobie paying this thing off, and whatever
We wanted to have the option to pay it off if we wanted to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay. Besides that student debt?
The only thing we have is a mortgage. What's left on it is $150.
Okay. How much is the house worth?
About $220.
Okay. Well, what's the game plan? Just give me big picture game plan. Will you sell it or now you're going to lock down and stay in there?
I think we'll probably sell it in the next couple of years and just move into something a little bit bigger. Either that or we would rent it if we stay in the area. Probably keep it as a second place.
Okay. Okay. Interesting. Very good. Okay. Now, let's talk about that household income of $300,000. You're both mm-hmm. using retirement plans through your employers. Are you both maxing out?
Yes.
Okay, great. Besides that, what else are you doing in terms of savings?
So in those retirement accounts, we are currently at about $375 for both of us.
Okay.
And they're split between Roth. We both have Roth 401ks. Mine's a 403B mm-hmm. and then a traditional. So they're about 50-50 in that.
Great.
The last couple of years, we have been doing the Roth conversions into Roth IRAs.
Mm-hmm.
We each have about $20,000 in a Roth IRA.
So you've been doing the back door?
Yeah.
Okay. You still have the cash flow to do this. Is that correct? I mean, in other mm-hmm. words, is it tight? Are you feeling like, oh, we're killing ourselves to put all this money away for our retirement savings? Or is it, nah, it's not that big a deal?
No, it's not that big of a deal. We have another like $220 or so in a taxable account mm-hmm. that's managed. And we end up with an extra couple thousand a month that just sort of ends up sitting in cash because we don't really know what to do with it.
Oh, poor you. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. No, that's great. That's totally great. So now $220, $750, about $800 in retirement. So right now we're at $220 taxable, about $800 in retirement. An emergency reserve fund, about how much?
We have $50,000 in a...
Okay.
Like
so what
savings, yeah.
What would be, if you were going to move in the next, say, couple of years, if I told you don't rent that place out, just sell it and move to something else.
And just move.
What mm-hmm. would you have to spend on a new home to be in a place you'd really want to be in?
Maybe more like $400.
Okay. The only reason I asked that is that if you were going to tell me $800, then we were going to have to, you know, but you're not going to, probably by the time you get to that point, you're really not going to have to spend too much money out of your taxable account. That's all I was trying to figure out. That if you were, right?
Yeah.
So you would take your equity in your home, you'd put it down, and that would mm-hmm. be the post-tax contribution is great, but it's still in an account where you lose the liquidity. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So because you don't have kids yet. So I feel like there's two big things that are on the horizon, the house upgrade and kids. And having that post-tax money that's out there is great. You know, that post, you know, the mm-hmm. retirement contribution. But
yeah.
But to fund it this minute feels a tiny bit premature. And I almost would, you know, as we already talked, you already have $800,000 in retirement funds. I almost mm-hmm. would prefer to say, let's just beef up that taxable account. We know you're going to have a house and a kids and, you know, maybe you're going to want to fund 529 plans and you're not going to want that money that's sitting
yeah.
in a retirement account. I might hold off on that, especially because you're such good savers already, and kind of maybe even talk to a financial planner and see what this looks like or run your own numbers. I think you are really ahead of the game when it comes to retirement. So I'm not that concerned about it. But there are these two other things that are cooking in the background that are going to come to the foreground pretty soon.
Okay. So, yeah, that's good to know to focus on that rather than it's just you get the option to do something. And it's like, I don't know. Should we?
Yeah, right. Should I? I don't know. Well, you know, you're great retirement savers. So I think that you've done a terrific job. And look, if all of a sudden... If your total income goes from, say, $300,000 to $400,000, you might say, mm-hmm. let's use it. What the hell, right? But
yeah.
if you're staying at $300,000 and you've got these other things coming up, you may want to just preserve the flexibility, even though it's not, you're not having like that ability to kind of hold out and put money in and not get taxed on the accumulation. I mean, I would suggest that tax rates are pretty low right now anyway, so I wouldn't mind just having a taxable account and building that up a bit, especially in advance of what could be some bigger expenses in the future. Okay, if you'd like to join us live, just like Chelsea, all you need to do is send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com, or if you're on the website, jillonmoney.com, just hit the contact button. Tell us what the question is, and then let us know whether or not you'd like to come on the program. Mark will do the rest. It's that easy. Fantastic. So just go ahead, do that. And while you're on the website, why don't you subscribe to our sister podcast? It's called Eye on Money. Slightly different. And guess what? You get to hear Mark. Bonus. It's great. All right. Lift someone up today. Don't forget. That's very important. And also, to maintain the mantra even in the dog days of the summer. Grit, growth, grace. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.